2-1. Swung on. Hit high in the air. It's deep right field. Going back Abreu to the track. Nearing the short wall. He's out of room. It's gone. And Kyle Schwarber has homered again. The fifth day in a row that Kyle Schwarber has gone deep. This one into the Phillies bullpen. It's 1-0 here at Fenway.
What a way to start it last night. Another home run from Kyle Schwarber. 17 on the season as we sit here on May 13th. Schwarber is on a heater. We'll get to more about him in a second, Hugh. But the win last night, it's a good win. Schwarber, you know, starts it off with the home run.
Yeah.
Stott drives in a second run. But Zach Wheeler, Hugh, looking, I mean, again, we're not quite there. But the fact that I don't think he's yet perfectly back, and yet 7 1/3 last night, one run in Fenway Park, and now is a 2.55 ERA. And I think they've won every single one of his starts since he's come back. I mean, Hugh, the Wheeler thing, he's come back better than I thought he would his first, you know, handful of starts.
I mean, he was realistic about where he was, and he was just hoping for the best.
Yep.
He didn't put that much pressure on himself. And you can kind of tell he's just kind of let it go the way that it's going, and it's working out really well for him right now. You know, the thing that sticks out to me when you talk about this team is the resilience that they show. Like that 2-1 game last night, normally, especially this season, games that tight where they don't have a whole lot of runs or tacking on a whole lot of runs, you don't feel good about them winning. You really don't. They feel different all the way around. They just feel like they're more galvanized right now.
Well, they're playing a better brand of baseball. I mean, their defense has been overall, I would say, better with Don Mattingly. They're winning close games. They're now only 2 games under 500. I mean, if they have a good couple days here in Fenway Park, they could leave Boston and go to Pittsburgh with a 500 record, which would have seemed impossible when they were 9-19 when they fired Topper. So the Phillies win again last night. Excellent start by Zach Wheeler. Let's hear Bryson Stott after the game talking about the Wheeler he sees right now as the Phillies win again.
He looked like Zach Wheeler. I think I looked up there at one point and he was at 48 pitches, yeah. And I didn't know what inning it was. I mean, he attacks guys and goes right at them, and that's a good team over there. And they can hit, and they're aggressive, and he went right at them.
Efficient. That's what it was. When you talk about what he was last night, because they were talking about it was like in the fourth inning, and he had thrown something like 30-some pitches or something crazy.
So I think the first 3 innings, he was only at 16 pitches. And the stat I saw, Hugh, is they can't find a pitcher that has gotten through the first 3 innings on that few pitches in the last the century, since 2000. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, a couple double plays obviously helping there, but 16 pitches in 3 innings? That I don't know if you can be any more efficient.
Yeah, man. And like I said, they just look different. This team just looks different. You know, the errors in the outfield and things of that nature don't seem like they're as abundant as they once were early on in the season. So, yeah, they just look different.
All right, so you said the word different there. One guy that doesn't look different. In fact, he looks the same, if not even better. And it's just continuing what we've seen for years and years and years. And Hewitt is starting to pile up to the point where I almost don't think we realize what we're watching here. So Kyle Schwarber last night hit his 17th home run. He is on pace for 65 home runs. Like, we're getting to the point where if this continues for a little while longer, we're going to talk about history or chasing history. On pace for 65 home runs. After last year, hitting 56 home runs. After the year before that, 38. Before that, 47. Before that, 46. He's been here 5 years. He led the league in home runs twice in his first four. He's leading the league again in home runs right now. And now, last night, he tied Dick Allen, all-time Phillies home run list. He's going to be here for another 4.5 years. And you start looking at the numbers, and they're starting to get to the point where you can't ignore what he's doing from a home run standpoint. By the end of the season, he'll probably be somewhere in the top 6 or so Phillies home runs ever. By the end of next season, he will be third, only behind Mike Schmidt and Ryan Howard. Of course, those guys played here their whole careers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at the point now, Hugh, when I watch him and the damage he's doing and the home runs he's hitting in a very short period, I think we're watching the best home run hitter in Phillies history. I think he's the best home run hitter to ever wear a Phillies uniform. If you look at bat per home run ratio in the history of baseball, he's top 5 ever. Like, anyone. We're talking about McGuire, Judge, Bonds, like Ruth and Schwarber. And then you look at home runs to at-bat ratio in the history of the Phillies. He's not just one. He's won by a lot over Jim Thome, who's 2. And then you go to Schmidt and you go to Howard. Hugh, I know he didn't play his whole career here. He never will, right? So he won't hit all of his home runs here. So he'll never catch Schmidt on the home run list for the Phillies. But just in terms of home run hitter to wear the uniform, Hugh, I think he's the best home run hitter ever played for the Phillies.
And I tell you what, the contribution is phenomenal. And then I'm just thinking about the road that he took to get to the MLB. Didn't he get cut a couple times?
Well, so he was a high pick, had a great start, but then he fell off.
Fell off a little bit.
And he was DFA'd, non-tendered by the Cubs. They just let him go.
And to have the type of career that he's having right now, to make the money that he's making, and just be this steady force in this lineup. I mean, you look up the one he hit yesterday, you look up and you're like, damn. He's still leading Major League Baseball with the home runs, right?
Yeah. He's one ahead of Judge,
He's just clutch. He's clutch. And you know, when you talk about giving somebody the type of money that you gave him for the time he's been here, you don't feel too bad about that because he's obviously picking up where he left off at.
Well, and then, you know, we talked about this before when it came to Harper. Like, you know, part of Harper's contract is we'll get to watch him
and
chase.
And he just is quiet and just goes about his business.
Does. Well, you know, with Harper, when they signed him to that long deal, it was like, well, we'll watch him chase milestones at the end, right? Probably 500 home runs. We're going to have that with Kyle Schwarber, too. And Schwarber looks like more of a lock to get there. I mean, he's hitting home runs at a pace that very few guys have ever hit. And I remember when I watched Ryan Howard, I was like, well, we'll probably never see a home run hitter here like that again. We have. He's right here. His name is Kyle Schwarber. Is it crazy to say he's the best home run hitter ever to play for the Phillies? I don't think it is.
It feels a little hyperbolic.
I don't think it is.
I mean, it feels a little hyperbolic because when you talk about it, you're talking about the guys that were actually here. Like, and he's a Philly, but he wasn't.
Well, that's what I mean.
But, he's about to be under contract. That makes him essentially a lifer Philly.
I'm just saying, when you talk about in the history of the organization, the guys that were here, it feels a little hyperbolic. But
I think it feels maybe it's like unsettling to think about that we're here right now
already
because you wouldn't think that a guy like Kyle Schwarber, when we signed him, could be put up there like his name belong with the Mike Schmidt or the Ryan Howard, but he is. So, I don't think it's hyperbolic at all to put him there.
So before Schwarber, the guy that had the most prolific like at-bat to home run ratio for the Phillies was Tomy. But Tomy was only here for a few years. So it's like that doesn't count, right? It's not enough.
No.
Kyle, to your point, he's going to be here 9 years.
If Schwarber were to go to the Hall of Fame, I would think his bust is Philly.
Yeah.
I think so too. I mean, this is where he's doing his damage. Mm-hmm. I mean,
you said he was going to Cincinnati.
He did.
I did say that.
Yeah, you did.
I thought he was going home.
Yeah, you took
it. They took his. They showed all that love to
and
his
you. Spouse. And you were wrong.
Okay,
and
I was wrong for that.
Okay,
I
was right.
For it,
no, I'm not asking for an apology. I just wanted to put that out there.
Do I have to grab this belt?
I'm just vibrating on a higher.
No one's worried about you in the belt.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Do I got to remind y'all who got the belt?
We're not really worried about that. I'm vibrating on.
You know what? If you need to take the belt out to make yourself feel better, you do that.
I don't feel like I'm just saying. Do I need to grab the belt?
If you need to grab the belt, that's fine. All I know is I'm watching. I'm watching, and we all are the best home run hitter in Phillies history.
Thank y'all for forgot who got this thing.
No, we didn't forget.
Oh no, we're very much aware of it. We just don't care.
Hold on.
I'm happy for you, man.
The difference is we don't give a crap.
What y'all doing?
You know what? You know what I realized? This is why you won't get the belt again.
What you talking?
You're resting on your laurels. Instead of building to the next belt championship.
No,
you know what's funny?
You're hanging on that.
I got a couple days.
You know what's funny? Yeah, once somebody takes that from me, I'm going to be like, Hugh, where's the belt? I'm like, where is it?
If they get
someone, do you have the belt?
Oh,
you don't have it anymore. Oh, weird.
No, I got I got it this week.
All right, belt guy. On the record, is Schwarber the best home run hitter in Phillies history? I say yes.
Nah.
Who is?
My frat brother.
Howard.
Ryan Howard. Yeah.
This is more prolific. It's more prolific.
No, I mean, it's very impressive, especially when you talk about, you know what it is about Schwarber, because he's flying under the radar. When you talk about all the other big name stars that are on this team, Bryce Harper and, you know, Trey Turner and guys like that.
Yeah.
He just goes to work every day. He's the one guy that when you look at when I'm making my parlets, when I'm parletting some stuff, he's the one guy that I can almost guarantee is going to hit me a home run. I just got to get them other cats that I kind of put in these you know, parlays to do their job. But he's money. He's money.
He's incredible. So, look, Ryan Howard was an incredible power hitter. I mean, and at the best at his peak in the game. But that peak was the 4 years, right? And then he fell.
Yeah.
He had two more 30 home run seasons.
Part of that was because they brought him up too late because Tomy was here. They could have brought him up.
Well, but to be fair, I mean.
Yeah, Tomy was doing his thing.
No. I mean, Schwarber didn't get here till the middle of his career, right? So it's kind of similar.
I hear you. I mean, I hear you.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. You're totally accurate. If Ryan had gotten three more years when he was younger to tack on home runs, Hugh,
he would have been a different. It would have been a different.
No, you're right. They delayed it, but again, Schwarber started somewhere else. The bottom line is this:
he's going to hit 500 in a Phillies uniform.
He is. So Howard had 58, 47, 48, 45, 198 home runs over 4 years. We said we'd never see this again. Well, the first 4 years that Schwarber was here, he hit 187, quite close, and then so now we're in that fifth year. By the fifth year, right, the Howard 2010 season, He had fallen to 31, then 33, and he never got to 30 again because he just the injuries zapped his career.
Yeah, and he was an everyday player too, though.
Okay. But that's what does that do with him hitting home runs?
No, I'm just saying he was an everyday player. You know, it's a little different when you're
this
playing
is
every
the
day.
Nick Foles was the third.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, but he played every day, so that probably took away.
So you, I get where you're going. So you think it's a little less impressive for DH?
No, I think when it's when you're the DH, when you that's all you're doing. I mean, you ain't got no other priorities. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
You sensing what I'm sensing a little bit?
What are you sensing?
I don't think you respect Kyle Schwarber.
And this is a week after it's saying he could be a DH in baseball.
It's the way that you said. I didn't say that. I just think it carries more weight when you're out there every day.
Okay, but I didn't. You notice I didn't say better player. I said better home run hitter.
You know, I hear you, but I feel like it carries more weight when you're out there every day.
Why?
That's I don't defense. Think so.
Because you got there. You got to play.
Right, but we're just talking about their ability to hit home runs.
All right, then why still go with Ryan?
Okay.
Still go with Ryan.
I mean, Schwarber hits home runs at a quicker pace. Schwarber's probably going to hit more home runs when he's going to surpass him in career home runs really quickly here. If you go to Howard, by year five of the run, he had fallen to 33 home runs. Schwarber has 17 in May. Does anyone think Schwarber's only going to have 33 home runs this year?
He's probably going to end up at 50 or 60.
Right. Oh, well, okay. Last thing on this, because then we'll go back to the phone lines on Maury. And I'm curious if where you come down on the Schwarber thing. Is he the best home run hitter in Phillies history? That's what I think we're watching. Hugh, I thought about this last night when I hit the home run, and he's on pace for 65. It's not out of the question we get a race for history. Like, do you think it's crazy that he could push to chase down Bonds?
You mean Babe Ruth?
No, Bonds.
No.
Are you one of those?
I'm just saying. I just wanted to see the room I was in.
Are you one of those the 90s or 2000s didn't happen?
No.
Bonds has the record with 73.
Wow. No,
I just remember, you know what happened.
I remember meeting Hank Aaron, and he had some strong, rest in peace, and he had some strong thoughts about the whole thing. That's all.
Well, Barry took down his overall record, too. Yeah.
And it was just like, I was just thinking about that. But yeah, I think there's a possibility he could do that because we were talking about that a few years ago. If you know, he's going to be for what, 8 years?
Yeah.
And if he stays at this pace and if he falls off, say if he has 60 this year.
No, I don't mean the overall record. I mean the season record. 73 home runs.
Oh, 73?
Like if he's on pace.
I think
he's too old to get to 763 home runs. But I just mean 73 home runs. He's on pace for 65. I don't think it's crazy to think that he could make a run at 65 or 70 home runs. Could you imagine if we had Kyle Schwarber chasing down Barry Bonds' home run record this summer? It'd be incredible.
That would be something.
It'd be a wild.
That would definitely be something. They would definitely be checking him if he on that deer antler.
Of course they would.
Like the closer he got to that, they would definitely check to
yeah,
see if
he
he's
would.
On the deer
All right. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on the Schwarber thing? Is he the greatest home run hitter in Phillies history? I think we're watching history and almost not realizing it. Like this guy is hitting home runs at a pace no one has ever hit in this uniform for 5 years now. It is remarkable. Your take on that? And Daryl Morey out as Sixers executive. Is the glass half full, half empty for the franchise? Your reaction to the entire Morey thing? Elliot's going to join us coming up at 12 o'clock today. Let's go to Andy in Westchester. Hey, Andy.
Andy.
Good morning, gentlemen. Morons unite.
Morons unite. What's up, Andy?
Not too much. I'm just thinking about what you're talking about with Schwarber. I'd be happy if he just got to 62. I mean, I discount the steroid record.
Oh, you're like Hugh? You're like, it never happened?
I mean, I didn't say it didn't happen. I just said, I gave you the background of it when I was talking to Henry Aaron. Rest in peace. He wasn't too happy about that. That's all.
Well, Henry and many baseball fans weren't happy.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I respect the OG.
Like how you call him Henry instead of Hank. Like,
well, what's he going to do now?
Well, nothing.
He ain't going to do nothing now.
Go ahead, Andy.
All right. Weird.
I'm not saying it didn't happen. I would have more respect for Schwarber's record if he made the 62.
Sure. No, I get
it. I think he would be pretty proud of that.
Yeah. No, look, just the fact that if we had one of those summers where he was actually doing something like that, it would be must-see TV every time he got to the plate.
Yeah, which I kind of feel like it already is. But you're right, late in the season would be ridiculous. So, anyway, Sixers, I am very glad. I do see the glasses half full because I think Harris has put himself in a position now where he needs to really turn this around more quickly than, you know, is probably possible because he's got that new stadium coming and he cannot lose the fans.
Well, he can't. I mean, they have to get – they're already at a point, Andy. And you could feel it, I think, with the takeover of the Knicks fans. You could feel with the apathy that people just have and the annoyance they have with the franchise. They're at a point where if they don't figure this out in the next couple of years, they're going to fall clearly to fourth. Like, there is a world where if they don't figure it out, Andy, they become – what the Flyers had become for about 10 years until the last few months, right? Like, where it's Eagles, Phillies, and then that we're looking for the winter team to catch our attention. And if the Flyers are good for the next 5 years,
yeah, we're gonna go there.
And the Sixers stink, they will fall to last place. It will happen.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that you have to put something on the court that people want to come see if you're going to open a new stadium, because you got to build those seats and pay for it. If you think about, you were just talking about Tomey, that's what the Phillies did when they were getting ready to build Citizens Bank Park. They got him in there to get butts and seats so that when they opened the park, it was going to be full. And I think he's putting himself in a really bad position if he doesn't turn this around quickly. So he's got to get the right person in there.
Well, he does. And the other part is, and it's got to be, like you said there, and Andy, good phone call. It's got to be the right person. I mean, the objective can't just be to turn it fully around quickly, because then you can make a short-sighted decision.
Yeah, I think that's the important thing. I think you can do that with this team. You got to marry the excitement with the attitude that you're trying to get better every year. And that, to me, is with young guys. You know, I think that just me thinking about it off the top of my head, you have a nice young core. With Joel Embiid a part of that. Joel Embiid is going to be a part of it. So, I mean, Joe, I know you don't want to hear it, and a lot of people don't.
I think they have to just go about it as if he doesn't exist build the team.
Well, no. Yeah. No. You have to figure out how to play him in a way where, you know, you give him his minutes, but his minutes are going to be cut. Like, right. He's not. My team is not going to be built around Joel Embiid.
We're going to do, in a few minutes, give some names, some ideas of who could be the next executive that Bob Myers hires here. When they come in for the interviews, I want that person to not make Joel Embiid a big part of his plan. He's not. Like, sure, he's here, but I need you to tell me how you're going to build a team where he is a minimal part of it.
That's what I'm talking about.
So I'm with you
exactly,
on that.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. And Joel Embiid might not like that, but I would probably sell it to him as, you know, hey, big fella, you know, there are going to be nights. It might be nights if you don't play two or three times a night, you know, just to keep you healthy, try to get you healthy as we possibly can. And get you ready for the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, it's not going to work.
Well,
he played 38 games this year, and he still couldn't get to
the playoffs. We got to try something.
I know. I mean,
and build with the younger guy. I think that's where it starts. You're going to have to get another big man. I mean, that's where I think it starts. And you're going to have to vet. What are you picking, 22nd?
Yeah.
Well, you better do your homework. That's right. Whoever we hire, I feel like needs to be hired in the next couple of weeks. Because you want to, in my opinion, you want to trying to get your scouting department together,
yeah,
and get the film ready so you can figure out how you actually want to go about this offseason. You're going to probably have to go out and I think Oubre's contract is up, right?
It is, yeah.
Got to figure out what you want to do with him. I would keep him. I think he's been a really good, solid player
for this team. He has been solid. Yeah.
I think he's been pretty solid. And just figure out some of the fringe moves you can make to make this bench better. Because that was another thing, just watching it, the bench was not as strong as it needed to be. So, yeah, try to figure out how you can make those peripheral moves to try to make the team better, which is you're not going to be able to do a whole lot, Joe.
Well, not overnight.
Yeah.
But I also would be interested, does anyone have an idea to dump George or Embiid? Like, I go through the interview process. What's your plan? Like, do you think you can get rid of one of them so we can move this thing forward quicker? I mean, we may not have the answer, but that's their job to have the answer. The other thing is, you know, Hugh, we're talking about big men, 22nd pick. It's not a pick where you usually get star players. I mean, once in a while, but it's not. Player development, right? Like, can you take a player, and then within 2 years, he becomes something? That, you know, when someone brought up earlier the Thunder front office, Rosman, who's out there, used to be here in the front office, now is with the Thunder. That's what the Thunder do, right? Most of those kids they've drafted have not been very high picks. They haven't been top. I mean, other than Chet Holmgren, they're not top five picks running around out there. What they are is late lottery picks, mid lottery picks, late first round picks, second round picks.
They believe them.
And they develop and they get them way better than you think. So, you know, if they're going to get out of this quicker than we hope, they're probably going to have to find a gem where they draft someone at 22 or in the second round. And then 2 years from now, they're like, whoa, they got that player there? They need that. They really do. Julio's in Wilmington. What's up, Julio?
Like they were out.
Julio?
Oh, sorry.
You're good, man. Guys. What's up?
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, sorry, I just walked into my house.
real quick, I think that Kyle Schwarber is definitely the best home run hitter. He's kind of a spectacle. It gives me like Babe Ruth vibes. So I definitely agree with that.
You know, Julio, the crazy part is you say that and it's like, whoa, Babe Ruth. But you look up at the numbers. I mean, like the best five home run hitters in terms of how often they hit home runs, he's right there with Babe Ruth. Like it's him and Ruth and McGuire and Bonds. It's he's right there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking back to last season when he did the home run thing, and like the whole stadium was just rocking when he was hitting those bombs.
Yep,
for sure.
Yeah, the 4-1 game. I mean, he's getting to a point where it's like we're watching something historic here. Julio, what are you thinking on the Sixers?
Yeah, so honestly, I like the move, but I don't think that this is going to be too much of a difference unless we get rid of Embiid. Unfortunately, I know Embiid is a generational talent, but the best ability is availability. And Hugh, I know you know that because you know you played at the highest level for the Eagles. So how much can you rely on him if he's not there? And you know it's already been a long time so far. So I like the move. I support it, but it's not really going to change unless you get rid of him. Unfortunately. You know, that's pretty much my
family. I mean, to be honest, I don't think there's going to be a way to get rid of Joel Embiid like that. So you have to figure out, not next year anyway, so you got to figure out life with him and how can you make that work.
There's probably not a way. Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's very unlikely they could trade Embiid. But a year from now, they could stretch him and move him out of here. I mean, if it's a matter of just getting him off the team, that could be a year from right now. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. All right, ton to react to here. Maury out as Sixers executive. Where are you on the move? The idea of getting him out of here. Do you feel better today? Glass half full, glass half empty on the Sixers outlook moving forward. This is the best I've felt in a while because they're finally getting someone out that was actively making it worse. And the Phillies, another win, now only two games under 500. And I think Kyle Schwarber's moved to the point where I'm comfortable calling him the greatest power hitter, the greatest home run hitter in Phillies history. The numbers are overwhelming. He's on pace for 65 home runs. I never thought we'd see someone hit home runs at a more prolific rate than Ryan Howard did. We're literally watching it right now with Kyle Schwarber. I think he's the best home run hitter to ever wear the Phillies uniform. Your reaction to that? Agree, disagree? Lots to get into. Plus, some names we could see as a replacement from Daryl Morey. Hugh's been working in his notebook for the better part of 45 minutes.
His red notebook.
So I'm excited to see what he's come up with. That's next. Your calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.